Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this.
You're listening to The Jenny McCarthy Show on SiriusXM Stars.
Welcome back to The Jenny McCarthy Show. John Cena, his music. One of the biggest moments last night at WWE WrestleMania, I guess in Orlando, was for John Cena. Those who saw it, big star proposed to his girlfriend, Nikki Bella, in the middle of the ring. Not many people were happy. I mean, I heard some people go, woohoo, in the audience, but a lot of people went, boo. The comments from people were both love and hate. But the one that I found online last night was truly someone I could find and maybe use as a correspondent from time to time. She wasn't too happy about this proposal. Let's take a listen.
John Cena proposed to his girlfriend Nikki Bella right in the middle of WrestleMania, and I feel like it compromised the whole integrity of the WWE. I turned on my TV to watch WrestleMania, not The Vow, and I just don't like how he made this whole WWE WrestleMania event all about him and his girlfriend. I don't even know who his girlfriend is. I heard her name, I was like, oh, is that the girl from YouTube? But it isn't. It's not the girl from YouTube, it's this, you know, WWE diva. And I don't think that they should have done this, you know. I think that people should be celebrating wrestling and not these two who've built a career on violence. And here's the reason why no one watched the Fred movie, and it's because John Cena is crazy and a lunatic, and nobody wanted to see it because of him. It ruined the Fred series for me, and also it's ruining this because now they're a trending topic when I don't approve of his morals and his reasons for doing so. I think that they'll probably be engaged for probably about 2 hours, and then it'll be off with, and I think it's all for TV. But honestly, I feel like there's so much of the WWE that should be celebrated that wasn't celebrated tonight.
I'm in love.
Oh my God, she's my new best friend.
She is my new favorite person of all time.
I just find that the Jenny McCarthy Show talks way too much about John Cena.
Yeah, take a breath, girl. Take a breath.
She's amazing.
I think they're going to last 2 hours. I'm completely offended that they ruined my television sets. I mean, she's brilliant. You have to follow her on YouTube. Hopefully she has a page and she just wasn't just going on a rant, because I don't know how the hell I found her, but she came up and I was peeing listening to her. Speaking of weddings, maybe Jen Glantz could be a bridesmaid at the John Cena wedding, promoting her book, Always a Bridesmaid for Hire. Stories on growing up, looking for love, and walking down the aisle for complete strangers. The book is available right now. Hey, Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I love this. You are the world's first professional bridesmaid and founder of Bridesmaid for Hire. It's brilliant.
Yes,
I didn't even know it existed.
Thank you. I started the business 3 years ago after always being a bridesmaid for my friends and realizing that why couldn't I do this for strangers?
I love it. You found a hole in the marketplace and filled it. It's brilliant. When did you discover that there was a demand for professional bridesmaids besides you just having a feeling?
When I decided I wanted to try this out as a business, I went to the place where I recommend nobody goes to try out a crazy business idea. I went to Craigslist.com.
Oh, shit.
I posted an ad offering my services as a bridesmaid for hire for complete strangers. And within 48 hours, I had hundreds of responses from brides all around the world who wanted to hire me as their bridesmaid.
Was the person's name Gordy one of them by chance?
No, oh my
kidding.
God, no. But I
no
did
weirdos?
Have some crazy
okay.
people in my inbox for sure.
I can only imagine. Okay, so then what does it take to actually be a professional bridesmaid?
Honestly, it takes a lot of patience. And I think that rings true for being a regular bridesmaid too. You know, I always say for brides, I do a couple of things for them. I'm their on-call therapist. They call me at all hours of the day with their problems. I'm their personal assistant running to get them eyelash glue for their wedding day. I'm their social director, making sure that the bachelorette party is fun and that there are strippers there. And of course, I'm the peacekeeper because I've never personally been to a wedding when there wasn't a ton of drama happening.
You know what? I think it's absolutely brilliant because we have so many expectations sometimes on our maid of honor to complete our every dream and goal and fantasy of this special day, and especially the bachelorette party, that to kind of take that pressure off and have a professional do what you want, I think is kind of genius.
Thank you. And I think a lot of people look at this job and say, well, why would I want to hire a fake friend? But you're not hiring a fake friend. You're hiring someone who's a professional to step in and do all of the dirty work so that your friends can enjoy themselves and not resent you during the wedding process because all of the things that you ask them to do.
And do you actually walk down the aisle?
I do. So oftentimes I have one package where brides will hire me to put on the ugly polyester dress and walk down the aisle for them. I give speeches for brides I don't know. I do all of that stuff for them.
I guess it's perfect for someone that has no friends also. You know what I mean?
Definitely. You know what? A lot of people don't have close friends. Like, you're lucky if you have a close group of friends or even a close family member to do the job for you. But if you don't, you know, why not hire someone who's experienced and who's done it so many times before?
And also, you know, sometimes, you know, your husband or soon to be husband might have way more brothers or friends and you're like, shit, I don't have enough people to fill up. You know what I mean? So it's a good
for sure.
Fill in for that also. So can I ask you how you get paid? What are the prices? Are there packages?
Yes, I have a bunch of different packages, everything from a virtual package where I'm not there on your wedding day, but I'm counseling you through all of the crazy wedding things that happened beforehand. I have packages where I'm just the day of coordinator behind the scenes at your wedding. And then I have the signature Bride Me for Hire package where I walk down the aisle for you. I also have packages for maid of honors who don't want to do the job but don't want the bride to know. So I plan the bachelorette party and do all the secret stuff for them, and then they hand that all over to the bride. So packages range from virtual packages that start at $400 and go to in-person packages that can go between $3,000 and $4,000.
And do you get much for those higher-end packages?
I do. So in the past 3 years of working this job, I've worked with over 65 clients. Oftentimes,
wow.
I'm booked for two weddings a weekend, so I'm flying between, you know, two different states on Saturday and Sunday to work two weddings that weekend.
Oh, my God. And this must mean you're single.
Actually, I'm not. I have a very, very serious boyfriend for a couple of years who supports this. So maybe I'm always the bridesmaid now, but you never know when I'll be the bride.
And does he go with you on these things?
He doesn't. So I never get to bring a plus one. I think that's for the best because I don't actually get to celebrate the party at the wedding. So I'm really working. I don't drink. I don't, you know, do a lot of the fun stuff. I'm the one running around helping out
right.
the bride and the bridal party the whole night.
You know what? You're right. Because if I was the bride, I'd be creeped out if you brought your boyfriend, personally.
Right. Almost feel like we were, you know, your wedding crashers and we're anything but that.
Do you get hit on by a lot of the groomsmen?
Shockingly, I get hit on by a lot of the creepy older uncles.
That's not a shock, honey. It completely that doesn't surprise me whatsoever. Have you ever been fired as a bridesmaid or had to deal with a bridezilla where you wanted to get fired?
Of course. I've dealt with my fair share of bridezillas, and I don't even blame them because weddings are so pressure-filled and emotional that oftentimes they take it out on me. But I've done many weddings where the bride is screaming at me or they're having temper tantrums, and it's my job to deal with that. I can't run away from it. So that's definitely part of the job description.
Now, do you have to pay for your bridesmaid dress, those awful things, or no? They pay
for it, right? They pay for it, but I get to keep it. So if you come to my New York City apartment, I have like 45 bridesmaid dresses here, and recently I've been donating them to different organizations and causes because I don't need them sitting around in my house. I'm never going to wear them again.
Oh, my God, I love it so much. Has there been any crazy stories or interesting ones that you want to share of like, oh, my God, this happened. I can't believe it.
The craziest thing that ever happened to me was a wedding last year where 5 minutes before the wedding, the bride pulls me into a room, locks the door, and tells me she hates the groom. She doesn't want to do it. And meanwhile, you know, she has 250 guests all sitting out there waiting for her to walk down the aisle. And here she is saying, I don't love him. I don't want to do this. Get me out of here. And I was the hired bridesmaid, so I was the one that had to really deal with the situation. And it was a big shock because there was a lot of pressure. There was a time element involved. So I was the one that had to counsel her through that decision.
So how did you counsel her? Did you say just go for it, or did you say I'll go get the car?
I said, you can do whatever you want to do. I'll call us the car. We'll leave. We'll get peace. You look wonderful. We'll have a fantastic night. But before you make the decision, you need to talk to the groom. So I locked them in a room for 10 minutes. And very long story short, they decided not to have a real wedding, but to go through with the wedding that day for their guests, but not go through with a real marriage. So they didn't want to tell their guests right then and there that it was over, but they went through with the whole day as if it was.
Oh my God. Actually, that's kind of brilliant. But don't you have to sign the marriage certificate before you actually have those weddings?
So they didn't, it was just a fake ceremony, and it was almost just like nobody knew that it was happening, and they just thought, yeah, they're happy, they're fine. It was one of those things where the universe was screaming at them because everything went wrong at the wedding. It was an outdoor wedding, and it rained. Her cake fell on the floor, so it was as if the world was saying, what are you doing?
I think that's a really smart move, what they did then. You know what I mean? To pull the plug.
For sure. And it's a lot of pressure with all your guests there. And cold feet is something that happens in real life. So if it's happening to you, don't think you're alone.
I think every first marriage should be a fake one until the two-year anniversary. Yeah, right?
I agree. Or at least it shouldn't be a $100,000 occasion because you don't know if it's going to last.
Now, Jen, when are you going to hire minions? Because you can't do this anymore, but you can still hire out.
That's such a great question. So I've had 15,000 people apply to work for me, and I've hired women to work for me. I have a training program where I can teach you how to do this exact job so you can start your own bridesmaid for hire business or wedding business. So I have started hiring a team, and I'm looking forward to expanding this all over the world.
I love this because you're almost like a wedding manager, but more of a bride manager, I should say.
For sure.
And are you in everyone's wedding photos?
Most of the time I am. If they choose that package where I walk down the aisle, I'm in the wedding photos, and usually no one knows I'm hired. So I have a fake name, a fake identity. It's a little bit of acting that I have to do because they don't even tell their fiancés that I'm hired some of the time.
Oh my God, it's so cool. Do you know if any of the bridesmaids are jealous of you because you're this mysterious new girl?
Oh, they are. Oftentimes they look at me and say, you know, why is this random girl Jen here we've never heard about before? But within 30 minutes, I'm helping them out. I'm making sure that they're feeling great. They have no stress and they're happy that I'm there.
I mean, it really does take a certain kind of person to be able to pull this job off. You know that.
Definitely. I think you need to have a love for strangers and people and also have a lot of patience.
A lot of patience to be at weddings, which can be so painful.
Beyond. Sometimes they are very painful and stressful and emotional. It is not a glamorous job at all.
No, I can't even imagine. And can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 29 on Saturday.
Oh, so you're totally still within the age group of bridesmaids.
You know what? Shockingly, I was in a wedding once where the bridesmaid was 60 years old. So I don't even think there's an age limit anymore for bridesmaids.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I just got married a few years ago, so there. You're totally right. So now that you're such an expert, do you have any tips for people that might be getting married soon? Because you're such a pro at this.
Definitely. For those getting married, I would say plan the wedding of your dreams. Ditch the traditions that don't mean anything to you. If you can't tell yourself why you're wearing a white dress, don't do it. And don't spend a ton of money. You could have a wonderful wedding with half of the budget you're thinking of spending. So cut out the things you don't want, you don't need, or you can find for cheap. And if you're a bridesmaid, the number one rule I would tell you is before you accept the role of being a bridesmaid, take a step back and find out the expectations the bride has of you so that you don't resent her later when she wants you to spend $2,000 on her wedding for her.
Exactly. That's great. You could almost write a book, you know. Oh, it is.
Thank you. I have this book out, Always a Bridesmaid for Hire Now.
But you have all that information in there for brides?
Yeah, a lot of the stories that I share in the book will tell you what to do and what not to do through the mistakes I made as a bridesmaid for my friends and some of the things I've seen at weddings for strangers.
Oh, good. So it is kind of a helpful book besides all the great stories that you've done.
Definitely. It's helpful. It's funny. And there's even some moments that might make you cry because it's emotional. Talk about what I've learned from the strangers that have let me into their lives.
Oh, I absolutely love that. I smell a book. I mean, a movie. Absolutely. Starring Matthew McConaughey, for sure.
Oh, I love him. I would love that. That'd be a dream.
Some rom-com. Someone's going to buy this up soon. Last question. What is the best gift to get your bridesmaids?
The best gift to get your bridesmaids is something that can help them relax, whether it's a spa day or something that's going to help them calm down. People don't need more robes with their initials on it or coffee mugs. They need something that's going to help them de-stress. So take them out for a nice afternoon and call that their bridesmaid gift.
Can you put little Valiums in a little pill bottle and give them to them?
That might be the best option too, seriously.
Jen Glantz, what a pleasure just talking to you. I love entrepreneurs like yourself that found something that we needed, and some people obviously did. The book is called Always a Bridesmaid, Stories on Growing Up, Looking for Love, and Walking Down the Aisle for Complete Strangers. Check it out and go on Twitter at Jen Glantz. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you for having me, Jenny. Have a great day.
Brilliant. Thanks, sweetheart.
Bye.
I love it. We'll be right back. Coming, I swear. When was the last time you watched your home movies? If you're like most Americans, there's a box in your closet of videotapes, film reels, and photos that don't get watched. Worse, they are deteriorating. Introducing Legacy Box, a simple and affordable way to get recorded moments digitally preserved on DVD or thumb drive. Here's how it works. Simply load Legacy Box with all your old tapes, films, pictures, and audio recordings, and then send it back. You'll get them back in a couple of weeks on a DVD or convenient thumb drive, ready to watch, share, and relive. Legacy Box takes care of everything and provides updates on every step of the process. That's why over 250,000 families have used them. The Huffington Post, Paris Magazine, USA Today, The View are all talking about Legacy Box. And for a limited time, go to legacybox.com/stars to get a 40% discount on your order. That's insane. That's legacybox.com/stars for 40% off. That's legacybox.com/stars.
Yeah, yeah, I'm throwing a party tonight. Yeah, you've got an invite. You made the list, I'm giving you a bachelor's VIP. We're about to take flight, strapping for our own delight. Let me turn out the lights, explosive dynamite. My list will make to please, legend of our seas. Open your mouth, make it out, it's my expertise. Still jumping like a blast, headline on the newscast. My kisses are unsurpassed. Let's get this started, come on, let's get this started. We should be touching touch. So open up your mouth to storm.